Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy, committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com. Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
Certainly in the context of music and stuff, I think it's really just about the people who want to be engaged in creativity are in charge of the means of production and the execution of their art.
That's Matt Conboy. In 2007, he founded the creme de la creme of indie music spaces, New York's Death by Audio. This was a do-it-yourself, DIY space where musicians not only practiced and performed, they also lived together. Death by Audio sparked the now famous New York indie scene of the 2000s, but then came gentrification. And surprisingly, it was Vice Media, the hip New York website, that came in and killed Death by Audio.
So instead of going to a traditional big music venue that's very nice and very proper and it's all sweet, but it's owned by Live Nation, you know, it's maybe younger people or creative people who are like, I really want to do this for myself and I want to do it as an art project and I want to do it because I love it, not because I want to get rich or make money. I think that's really what DIY is about, and that's why it kind of doesn't really have much to do with a particular genre of music, right? Like, you know, you could do this with electronic music or jazz or rock or whatever.
2007 was the first time I played, and like, it was a real shithole. But it kept getting better and better, and the sound got better, and there were locks on the bathroom doors, and then there was soap in the bathroom, and you couldn't even believe it. Why would you keep improving it? And it's because it comes from a place of love.
When we first kind of rented that space that we turned into a music venue, it was like, it was kind of a really like a bleak storage room almost. It was just dark and had like really crappy drop ceiling, and it seemed like a place for like a secretary to just waste away in obscurity or something. But you know, I think we were also young and creative or whatever, and the kind of people who look at that and they're like, ooh, well, what are the possibilities here? Like, oh yeah, we could fit a stage in here. We could make, you know, we could put a show on.
It's just this very comfortable, very friendly, democratic space. And it's so rare these days to have that.
It just seems like home. I think it's nice to go somewhere where you feel comfortable.
It's always been a good time, and I feel fortunate to have said this has been my job. I mean, are you kidding me? Me?
It was, for the most part, really inspiring and fun. I mean, for someone like me, I think, and like a lot of our roommates who just want to be creative and want to be around creative people, there's a kind of, I don't know, like a visceral energy that you can tap into when maybe you're having a bad day, but your, you know, roommate is like super inspired, and then that inspires you. Or maybe you go down the hall and see a band that you've never heard of and they're amazing, and then you go in your room and you write a song.
It's interesting to think that when I first started coming to shows here, I was just discovering all of this stuff that now basically defines my life.
So when I came to DBA, everyone was just there for the music. Like, they knew that there was something special that was going to happen that night.
The short version is that Vice Media decided they wanted to kick us out of our place. You know, I talked to Eden, my like partner in running the venue for the majority of the time. You know, we would talk about what we thought might happen, and you know, it seemed pretty likely that someone was just going to bulldoze our building and put condos in there, and we felt like that would be pretty fitting. There was like hints of betrayal, the fact that it was Vice, and I think that just got worse the worse they treated us. Yeah, I mean, it was weird. It definitely felt like one of those things, like, it was just like a completely unnecessary conflict and hostility and like dismissal, where it's like, what? you know, you're like a guy on top of a castle, like picking out some person on the ground and saying, that guy, I want to spit on that guy right there. You know, when we started this, it's not like we were experts. We just figured it out, you know? And I think that that's part of, you know, it's part of like, make it your own, whatever. If it doesn't, you don't, it doesn't have to do with music. Start a DIY dance studio, you know? Like, what is missing in your cultural life that you want to have happen?
But I'm kind of sad, you know? It's okay to realize, like, this space that's been such a big part of my life and all of our lives is not gonna be here, but it's okay. And we're just gonna go and expand into new spaces and figure out new things. So let's find home. Like, this has been a home for us for many years. We played our first show here in July of 2007. 7.5 years ago. It was a beautiful night. Let's go home, y'all, let's go home.
Matt Conboy co-founded Death by Audio. He made a documentary about it called, appropriately, Goodnight Brooklyn. If you want to see it, go to our website at ttbook.org. So it's easy to take places for granted until they disappear. When my favorite bookstore closed, it ripped a hole in my heart, a hole Amazon will never fill. Have you lost a community space that mattered to you? Tell us about it on our Facebook page. Or join the conversation there about whether anyone still goes to the movies. And coming up, if you think the MP3 killed music, think again. It's Bandcamp to the rescue. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio. 'Cause I've been waiting on you. And PRX.